Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Oh, I was just saying, Switchfoot are coming in association with Spirit Radio to the Academy in Dublin, Friday the 27th of October. And Steve, who's in studio with me, caught up with one of the members.
I want to be there on Friday the 27th. So I talked last week to Jerome Fontemillas. He's a member of the band. He's their keyboard player and one of the creative forces behind the band. And it was great. I really enjoyed it, researching the interview. They seemed to me like a lot of fun. You know, like a bunch of guys you'd really enjoy being around. And they do lots of interesting things. They're also into surfing. Switchfoot is a surfing term about switching your feet or something like that.
Well, yeah. that explains a lot.
They actually do in their hometown, San Diego, an event called Bro-Am, which is surfing and music.
Wow.
And raising money for the homeless of San Diego. And I said, well, we have surfing and we have homeless in Ireland. You've got to do that here. The interview itself, I suppose, mainly concentrated on the band, its origins, and how faith plays a part in the band Switchfoot, and they're coming to Ireland. So that's what we have here on this clip.
Can you tell our listeners how Switchfoot came about and what brought you together as a band?
Yeah, Switchfoot. It started off as a three-piece in San Diego, California. Two brothers, John and Tim, and a drummer named Chad. And they met in college. And in fact, Tim, the bass player, was still in high school when they started. And then recorded a couple albums and then needed a keyboard player.
And along comes luckily, Jerome.
Fortunately, they thought I would be good enough, and they said, "Hey, why don't you join us?" And I said, "Sure," you know.
And they haven't looked back, Jerome. Isn't that right? They haven't looked back since.
We haven't looked back. Yeah, which is awesome. And then a year later, we saw this other guy named Drew, and he's a great guitar player. And he says, "Hey, can you help us out and play guitar for us?" And he said, "Sure." And then we've been a band since, and it's been a long time, 10, 11 albums later, and we're still going strong.
That's amazing. I understand Switchfoot is a reference to surfing. Are you all surfers?
Well, yes, we try. The original three. I try to surf as much as I can, but you know what? When you haven't surfed all your life like the other three, it's hard to keep up with them. So I'm more of a casual surfer.
Uh-huh. I was reading that Tim, many years ago, told Rolling Stone magazine that you were Christian by faith, not genre. Would you say that's a good description of the band?
It's a really good description of the band. I mean, a few years ago when, you know, we were starting out, getting your music out into like the mainstream, you know, it has its challenges. And us being brought up as Christians, you know, our faith and the things that we talk about, it's a big challenge to sing about it and people to like grab onto it. You know, a lot of people in the mainstream, you know, don't want to hear stuff like that. And so, but I mean, as far as like the songs that we sing about, it's about humanity. It's about life. It's, you know, it's about what everyone's going through. And a lot of people can relate. It's a lot of honesty. And a lot of people can't point that as being Christian. You know, it's hard to like distinguish, I'm honest about certain things, but is that Christian, you know? But the fact that when Tim goes, you know, Christianity is my genre or something, Christianity, whatever he said, the idea that, you know, your faith is who you are, you know, it's going to come out in the music, and the honesty that you bring into the music is what will connect with people. And, you know, if you are a Christian, you have those Christian values, it's going to come out into your music, and, you know, and people are going to grab onto it because those are the things that they're looking for.
Absolutely. And I can see that in your music. And we say that here a lot in Spirit Radio, you know, that a lot of time we're just talking about life.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that we're people of faith, it seeps through, you know, as we talk about life, because it impacts every aspect of our life, not just when we're talking about the Bible or whatever. Yeah. How would you describe your genre, and has that changed through the years?
I mean, we fit towards a rock and roll band, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we're a rock and roll band that sings about honesty and about their faith, you know? And that's, I think that's how we are.
Just looking at you, you seem to be a very talented bunch of guys. You seem to be all multi-instrumentalists. How do you get together and make music?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, yes, and you're right, every individual in the band has these amazing talents. John is a great lyricist, and Tim and Chad and Drew, and they come in with really great melodies. And so I think it starts off with like this idea, you know, John has a a lyric or a melody that he wants to write about or sing about, and then he brings it to the band, and we all just gather in there and just piece a puzzle together, you know, how is this going to be, how can this music be impactful, and so, yeah, it starts off really much ideas, like Tim and John are the principal, like, musical idea people, and they come into, and we all gather in and go, let's build upon this foundation, and it's, there's a lot of ups and downs with that, you know, like, you know, some songs are going to turn out really horrible, but some are going to turn out pretty good.
We've
written lots of songs. So.
You've written a lot of albums, a lot of music. Have you ever gone through dry periods?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a musician myself, I have, and I think a lot of musicians do, but the exceptional, I think, is John Foreman. He writes basically almost a song a day, you know.
Wow.
I mean, they're not always great, but the idea that he's always working towards, like, writing a lyric, a melody line, or a full song is amazing, you know. I don't know if he has any dry periods, but most of the musicians that I know, myself included, have lots of dry periods.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, I just think it's who he is. It just comes out of him naturally, I am so grateful to see in firsthand how it all works, you know, like,
amazing.
From the beginning, and it is just amazing. I'm still blown away.
Well, we're really excited to see you guys live in Dublin. How do you feel about coming to Ireland?
Oh, we are excited. You know, we love going out over there, and so we're really looking forward to it. So, anything you suggest that we see in Dublin when we're there?
Well, just try and get out and about. Getting buses, just go around it, walk around.
I love that.
There's lots of places to see. There's a lot of places that are very accessible. You know, you're performing in the Academy, lots of stuff within. Walk along the Liffey, go up O'Connell Street, Grafton Street. See if you can visit Trinity College and see the Book of Kells. You know, these ancient gospels written by monks. You're not going to be able to do it all. You just have to come back. Oh
yes. Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm
really
excited.
Yeah. What can people expect from your concert, from your gig in Dublin?
Oh, man, it's going to be a really high-energy rock show because we're a rock band, you know? And, you know, the best thing about playing in front of people is that we're not only just playing in front of them, but they're singing it back to us. They're singing along, and just hearing this thunderous, you know, sing-along is one of the best things about being playing live in front of people.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Really looking forward to it. Jerome, thank you so much for your time. It's been really a pleasure talking to you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 27th. God bless you and all the band.
Awesome.
And we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.